This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third hour here on the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Although certainly your comments are welcome on this recent attack on freedom of speech. And sadly, one of our co-hosts is defending it. Another one of our co-hosts has just been watching the two of us argue and hasn't really had much of a chance to get his opinion in here. And I suspect you have one, Captain Kickass.
I've said what I want to say on the subject, which is it's, to me, the digital equivalent of book burning.
So you're with me on this, then?
I think it is wrong for the United States government to ban any software from anywhere, really.
Absolutely.
And I think it's amusing and often amusing. Good when governments go at each other.
Okay, but you support this ban.
I do.
Uh-huh. So you support
I've looked at
a government agency. In this case, Donald Trump and his whatever executive bureaucracy making an arbitrary determination as to whether or not a piece of software can be available inside the United States.
I have a question for Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, I enjoy a Chinese whiskey, for example.
All right.
But it's produced by the Chinese government because they claim to own all the whiskey
production.
Pretty
much true.
Right. Yeah. And so I get it imported from China. Okay. The United States decides to ban that whiskey.
All right. Now, I'd like to be specific on these
question?
Apps. What's my reaction to it?
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys have been bringing up RT.
I just wanted to bring the same thing down to a tangible thing.
I don't think. I disagree that it's a tangible thing, and this is where the arbitrariness of my statement is that I get it when you're saying a book, but a book is a solid thing, and it doesn't crawl out at night and go through your filing cabinet and get your stuff. Whereas an app, on the other hand, can be designed to go through people's stuff and find out information.
Right. So the little people need the smart people in the government to make decisions for them about what they can and can't do. Right, Mark?
Well, that's your position. Is the government smart? They tend not to be. They tend to make a lot of mistakes. But the reality is that half of the people in America have an IQ below 100. Mm. So do they need people to help them make decisions? Yeah, they do.
Well, then they can choose to have somebody help them make decisions if they feel they need
They've been choosing to download the NSA spy app called Facebook for a long time, Ian. Uh-huh. How's that make you feel?
It's none of my business what people put on their phones. I have no feeling whatsoever about it. If you want to put Facebook on your phone, go right ahead. Okay. I believe you still use Facebook, as a matter of fact.
I use it to promote Free Talk Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you use their app?
I have their app.
Okay. Well, then, you really don't have much to say about this. You're a hypocrite at that point. If you're fine with the U.S. government going through your phone.
Hold on. Yes, if I haven't said it up to this point enough times to drive the point home, I'll say it one more time. I like this group of liars and thieves, the red, white, and blue group of liars and thieves.
They would never hurt you.
Better than I like the red and yellow group of liars, killers, and thieves.
Uh-huh. So anything that the Chinese government does is bad and should be prohibited, right?
No. Every organization gets it right sometimes.
But if your goal is to stop the poor, innocent U.S. people from being spied upon by the Chinese government, then shouldn't you be consistent in that goal? So shouldn't people from the United States be prohibited from using any app from any Chinese company?
I can see the concern, and concerns haven't been raised about those apps.
Oh,
What about televisions that are all made in China? Smart TVs, for example.
Yeah, well, I mean, there you go. There's little cameras on them, right?
And you claimed that you were worried the most about the WeChat app, which is a chatting app.
Oh, no, it's not. It is your
whole
life.
Well, I don't know about that.
Just about everything in China.
Maybe that's true in China, but for people outside of China, it's a chat app that you can use to chat with people in China.
Putting pressure on people to not have Chinese spy software on their phones in America is good for the Chinese people. It's good for them.
Good? How is it good to cut them off from communication with people in the United States?
From people in the United States?
Yeah, you could download the WeChat app, and you can chat with people who are in China.
There you go. Well, it's... look,
so should we stop people from making international phone calls to China? Because the Chinese government could be intercepting all those calls.
I think,
and they could be hearing everything that people talk about. I've got a question for you.
Yeah, I hear
you. If what you're concerned about is the Chinese government ingesting information about what people are saying on this WeChat app, then shouldn't you also be wanting to prohibit people from calling and speaking to the Chinese people? They could be talking about business deals. They could be talking about secretive information, family information, all kinds of info that the Chinese government could be ingesting. The same sort of things they would be ingesting by downloading the WeChat.
Thank you for asking, because you've had me consider this. And I think that the United States government should prohibit communication to China and say that it was because of the takeover of Hong Kong. That Chinese people who are attempting to contact other people in the United States, we have decided that your government is terrifyingly totalitarian. And until you do something about it, we're just stopping. Like, we're going to pull all communications out. Yeah,
so
I'm in.
We, the U.S. government, will be more like the Chinese government by doing that.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you get the rest of the globe. The Chinese government.
Wow, I can't believe it, that you actually agreed that people shouldn't be able to call people in China.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
You're out of your mind. You have no principle whatsoever when it comes to freedom of speech, and you should be ashamed of yourself, and you have no business behind a microphone.
I'm concerned.
You have no business.
With the freedom of speech of the people in Hong Kong.
Let's go to the phones. I don't
want to
hear anything more from you. Let's talk to people with an opinion.
I took some time in my life to go there.
Congratulations. 855 450 free. So that means you can get to decide what people can do with their
devices.
Got more
say than you.
No, you don't. You have just as much say. You're another jackball behind a microphone. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts, except you're the only one in the room who doesn't care about freedom of speech. And you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. Yeah,
I don't care that totalitarian regimes get to put spyware on people, Americans' phones.
If you cared about freedom of speech, you would defend people's ability to make choices for themselves.
It diminishes freedom of speech.
But you think people are stupid. You think you're so smart, and that you're smarter than everybody else, and that you and your buddies in the government should make decisions for people.
It's not my buddies in the government.
Well, you just said you like them better.
I like them.
And you're acting like they're doing you a favor, and you're acting like they're doing something to help people.
I would rather have,
dude.
I would rather have skin cancer than lymphoma, okay? That doesn't mean that I like skin cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you like what they're doing here because you support it.
There you go.
You support the government banning freedom of speech.
Call?
Yeah. You just keep on yammering. Are you ready?
Fine.
Let's go to Doug in Columbia, listening to WQXL in South Carolina. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, guys. I've got a slightly different point on this. I feel that governments should not exist.
Me too.
In the first place.
Oh, I agree.
So, therefore, what government does should not exist either, and that includes creating and prohibiting.
Okay.
I agree with that statement.
Was that it?
So, they shouldn't be creating anything, especially not with stolen money. And they shouldn't be prohibiting anything that people want to engage in freely. So our government shouldn't be banning anything.
Totally agree.
And if those people in China want to step outside of the government circle and start their app and do their freedom of speech, nobody's stopping them from doing it privately.
Well,
it would probably be much more well accepted.
Well, yeah, I mean, the government gets involved in a lot of businesses there in China, from what I understand.
Yeah,
so,
pretty thoroughly.
Right.
Pretty
much.
As a matter of fact, it's very likely if you're a Chinese person, like ethnically Chinese, not a Chinese national, but just maybe you're born in Hong Kong or Singapore or something like that, and you've got a successful business, the Chinese government will come along and kidnap you and then have you sign over your business for your freedom and the lives of your family members.
And that should not exist.
Yeah, it should not exist.
The Chinese government.
Indeed.
Yep.
Hear.
But you do agree, Doug, that people should be able to make choices about what they install on their phones and not have Barack Obama or Donald Trump decide for them?
I agree with that, and I don't think our U.S. government or Chinese government should be creating anything with tax dollars either.
True, but they are. So since they are, I should have the freedom to do whatever I want with it, right?
We should have the freedom to do what we want to do with ourselves, and we should also say, you guys can't do anything with us that we don't want you to do.
Thanks for the call tonight, Doug. I'm not sure what that means, but I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think? Freedom of speech not so important anymore because there's a big bad government out there somewhere?
Should you be able to download spy apps?
Free Talk Live, absolutely. That's what freedom's all about, the freedom to be able to make bad choices.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach three surly hosts. Oh, and nearly half a million weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
For a long time, libertarians have been wanting to have what they now have in Liberty.menu, a liberty-minded business directory. It's a tool for the liberty community, for people who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So, Mark, you're no longer allowed at Liberty.menu. It's only for people who actually have some principles and who are willing to stick by them. You can list your events or businesses or digital content that you're involved with over at Liberty.menu, and you can do it for free. You can also rate and review the various different things that are already there. So check it out and put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Although there is no proof that the Chinese government was not involved in the creation of liberty.menu.
There is no proof of that. It's just not true.
We
were involved in the creation of liberty.menu, and I can tell you the Chinese government never came up with
it. But you went to China, and who knows? Maybe they got to you.
I went to Hong Kong.
While you were in China. Maybe they abducted you and turned you, and that's why you're supporting all this tyranny.
They steal Mark and replace him with an exact duplicate?
It could very well be. He may
have
be
you
a,
been programmed?
I can't answer that question.
A Chinese
that's not a denial.
A Manchurian candidate, so to speak.
I'd like to address what you said about the non
no time for you. Let's go on with more of your calls and thoughts. Dana is on the line in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Dana.
Thank you, Dana.
Okay. I would like to make 2 points, and I'd like to get through the second point before anybody interrupts and tries to explain what I'm saying.
Well, no guarantees, always, but go ahead. Give it a shot.
Okay, and I'm directing that at you, Ian.
You should be directed at Ian.
Say, you've done this over and over and over throughout the years.
What, defend
and
free speech?
As a listener, it is so infuriating.
Yeah, you really want to ban some apps, huh?
See, you're doing it again. Show some respect as a libertarian.
No, I don't respect people who want to ban things. Sorry.
Laugh hideously, and you end a segment right before a commercial saying, Mark doesn't believe in free speech.
He doesn't.
What you're doing when you psychologically and verbally do stuff with shame people like that, whether it's a caller or Mark, is you are doing exactly what the left does. It shuts people down by intimidation, and what it does is it strips your credibility, just like it has the media.
Oh, I don't think Mark's intimidated by
it. Whoa. Hey, if you take away this last little bit of stripping of Ian's credibility, then he'll suddenly get credibility. I don't want him to have it. Let him continue acting like the a-hole that he is.
I'm not the one advocating banning free speech.
I know you don't see
it. The only people who are a-holes are people who are banning free speech. Go ahead, Dana. What would you like to ban?
Number two, the second point is you also said people. You keep saying people have the right to download the app.
Yeah.
First of all, the people you're talking about overwhelmingly, probably in the 90 percentile, are under 18 or under 25.
So? Are they not people?
Your brain, you're interrupting again. Your brain is not even developed until 25, and for a whole lot of rhinos and Democrats and progressives.
So should we raise the age of consent to 25?
That being said, I
got a question for you. Should we raise the age of consent to 25? No, I won't. I've got a question for you.
I've worked in computers and IT for many years, and I currently work for the Fed. And I'm telling you, we didn't even know that this app spied. So if you're saying they're allowed the freedom of speech
programming is speech, lady. You should know that if you're a programmer.
But they didn't know. Nobody knew until
well, of course you don't know. You don't have the ability to reverse engineer every app that you install on your phone.
What about the Patriot Act? You have a problem with the Patriot Act.
Of course.
Not very patriotic.
Nobody accepted. How many intelligent adults accepted the Patriot Act and what Bush started, look what Obama did, and you're complaining about the Patriot Act, and I'm with you on that, but yet we knew what was in it. That shows you the stupidity of the American people. So I'm
How could you have known what was in it? You didn't read it, did you?
Trump needs to shut this down because a lot of Americans will do this anyway because they don't realize the unintended.
Right, so some people are so stupid or ignorant that they need to this is a typical tyrant's perspective. Thank you for the call tonight, Dana.
Here's what happens when you do things like, I don't know, banning a thing or if you get the government involved to try and like label a thing like the PMRC back in the day. They got the parental advisory explicit explicit lyric sticker put on all the all the CDs that contain cuss words. Right? Here's
wasn't
what
that Al Gore's wife who pushed
it was
for
Tipper
that?
Gordon Tipper. The PMRC. Yes, that's a whole degree of hatred that I won't go into at this point in my life. But here's what happens when you do things like that. Right? You either start labeling these things or you start banning these things. You make it more desirable.
Sure.
By banning it. You make it more desirable. Now, people, I bet you WeChat and TikTok both have seen record numbers of downloads because in the United States because they know...
Just today, actually.
Just today. They know today is the deadline
for
anybody to get it. Right? So you haven't done anything to prevent anything
from
happening.
That's more evidence that Mark's a secret Chinese agent.
If anything, we have been promoting it here and causing an increase in the download of these apps.
Yeah,
so,
that's
probably happened globally as well.
And certainly people who want to subvert this particular ban are going to be able to. If they've got Android, they'll be able to go and get the APK file for the TikTok app or WeChat.
Somebody will make it available on a download site somewhere or on the dark web or whatever.
Well, I can't wait until Joe Biden's president so that we can all be free to download spy apps.
I suggest he would continue whatever policy Trump put into place about this. Don't act like there's any difference between those two. Let's go on here. We've got, what do we got? Bob in New Jersey watching online on YouTube. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi. To the captain's point about the whiskey from China, if that whiskey contained poison, would that be a horrible thing if the government said you can't import this particular whiskey from China because it's poison?
Technically, whiskey is poison.
Intoxicant.
Not in small quantities, but...
what you mean is it won't kill you in small quantities. It's still poison in small quantities.
It is poison, right? Like, I think that is an interesting comparison because, in fact, it is poison.
But actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob, because it was a point that I was going to make as well, where I was bringing up the electronic media like RT and other things, the press TV run by the Russian or Iranian governments, suggesting that if you want to be consistent in this, then people should be banned completely from communicating with China, which Mark surprisingly jumped on board with. So he's being a consistent tyrant tonight in that particular area. And that would also include prohibiting people from buying things from China as well. So all the wonderful products that we receive from China.
All your televisions, all your phones, your game systems,
they could all have
stuff.
Spy devices implemented in them. All the electronics could. The food items, like the toothpaste. I remember hearing about some toothpaste from China that was kind of bad. They had some poison in
Wasn't
it or
there
whatever.
Baby food like lead in it or something?
Yeah, that happened.
Put it all in a big
time.
Pile and burn it. It's from China.
You know, everything from China must be bad, so it should be banned.
There was dog treats that killed dogs. I know that, too.
They kill dogs in China.
But the argument over TikTok, though, I think is over freedom of theft as opposed to freedom of speech.
What's that
They're
mean?
Not banning content. They're banning the entire app because the entire app is a Trojan horse. And not everybody would know that, but I guess the government figured it out. It wasn't just the government either that came up with this.
Is there evidence of this? I don't know about
that. It's probably one of those things you look up on the internet and the Democrats say no and the Republicans say yes.
I see.
But either way, whether it's a Trojan horse or not, you should be free to install a Trojan horse if you want to install one, shouldn't you?
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, so you want to have an authoritarian dictator make that decision. Thank you for the call, Bob. 855-450-FREE, because if that's what you start with, then it's going to get worse. One little ban leads to way more.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. A crowd of supporters in Fayetteville, North Carolina is chanting, "Fill that seat." President Trump is defending his power to choose a new Supreme Court nominee after the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
But Democrats say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell should put off a vote on the president's nominee, just as he did before the 2016 election. Judiciary Committee member Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I couldn't improve on what Mitch McConnell himself said after Justice Scalia's death, and I'm quoting, "The American people must have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president."
This is USA Radio News. Poland and Indonesia is reporting a record number of new daily COVID-19 cases. Indonesia reported 4,100 new cases, its highest daily rise in infections, according to the country's health ministry. There were also 112 new deaths reported in the southeastern Asian country. Poland has also reported a new daily record of 1,000 coronavirus cases, and in India, daily recoveries from the coronavirus surpassed the number of new infections. India has the second highest number of cases worldwide at 5.3 million and the third highest number of deaths at over 85,000. The United States has the most cases at over 6.7 million and the most deaths, which is just now reaching 200,000. Brazil has the third highest number of cases at over 4.4 million and the second highest number of deaths at 135,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. We're talking about the current attack on freedom of speech against the apps made by a company called Tencent. Whether or not they are fully Chinese-owned, Chinese government-owned or not, I don't know. In fact, there's a lot that we don't actually know about this, this whole controversy. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
So the conversation we've been having has been predicated on the belief that these apps made by Tencent, WeChat and TikTok, are Chinese government-enabled spying apps. However, and so you've expressed yourself pretty clearly here, Mark. You support that these apps be banned, and I find that really disturbing. We've gotten into that. But let's just go back for just a moment. What is it that makes you believe that they are spying apps? Have you seen evidence for that?
Well, I just got an article here, AndroidAuthority.com.
Well, it's got authority in the name. Must be true.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but they got a little picture of the Android guy here.
Yeah, sure.
And it says, this is the title. I searched, is WeChat a spy app, I believe is what I searched. And it says, WeChat appears to be spying on foreigners' chats to fuel censorship algorithm. And let me get the first paragraph. It's one sentence long. The incredibly popular Chinese chat app WeChat is being put under a microscope by Citizen Lab. I'm going to presume that they're unbiased. In a study, the researchers found that not only is WeChat spying on the chats of Chinese users, which we pretty much knew, but it's also looking in on chats from foreigners, and this is the important part, with the goal. So they didn't just stop there, that they were spying on foreigners, with the goal of fueling its censorship algorithms.
Now, how would they know that is the goal?
I don't know. Ask the Citizen Lab.
Well, you're not asking. You're just assuming that what they're saying is true. How would you
do they have a censorship algorithm?
How would they
and
know?
Are they using the chats with foreigners in order to fuel that algorithm?
I don't
and
know.
I think that would be relatively easy to figure out.
I don't think it would.
If you say Tiananmen Square over and over again and then they suddenly ban it, then you have some evidence that they're banning Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
If you change Tiananmen Square to T2NMN or
you know that they do that with Facebook, right? They ban certain things from Facebook.
You have me on the ropes when you're talking about Facebook. Well, Facebook is the United States government spy app.
Okay, I think you ought to know then that according to Business Insider in an article published yesterday, headline, as the U.S. gets ready to ban TikTok downloads, there's still no proof the app is spying on you for China. According to this, all the claims about the spying of TikTok have come from the U.S. government. The Trump administration maintains because TikTok is owned by a Chinese company that it poses a security risk. In July, it ran ads claiming TikTok spies on people. So it's the government, the U.S. government, that you are trusting in this matter.
Here it says Citizen Lab.
Okay, I don't know what that is. You're talking about the app WeChat. This article is about TikTok.
Okay.
I don't know how many people in the United States
use
WeChat.
It's made by the same company.
It is. I don't know how many people in the United States use WeChat, but it's millions and millions of them that use TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok is insanely popular. It is widely used by young people across
and
the United States.
And that's why it feels much more like a Trojan horse.
Okay. So, but nonetheless, there doesn't seem to be much in the way of evidence, according to Business Insider. Zoe Villain, Chief Privacy and Strategy Officer at privacy app Jumbo, told Business Insider that looking at TikTok's privacy policy, it was no more intrusive than Facebook's. Quote, from what I see from the privacy policy and in comparison with the policies of Facebook and Instagram, I really don't see much difference. Basically, they're saying that they're using your usage data, behavior data, preferences, friends, contacts, to provide you with their service, to customize the service, and of course, to do targeted advertising. And
so this is
again,
reading their terms of service.
That's exactly what Facebook is doing and Instagram is doing, too. Villain pointed out the main difference between TikTok and Instagram and Facebook is the kind of data users are routinely plugging into the app, as TikTok relies on video, he said. I think the main difference is people are recording themselves and this is being recorded.
So, again, I think that the United States government, possibly even Donald Trump himself or whomever is advising him, are jealous of these two apps.
Facebook's more effective.
No, I don't think it is.
It's got higher market penetration than TikTok.
Well, okay.
Young people.
But I don't think that they're getting the level of spying out of Facebook that the Chinese people seem to be getting out of these two, if they are getting any at all.
They're getting it.
Their advisors are telling them that. And so I think it's just a case. During the break, you mentioned something, Mark, about governments fighting governments. This is exactly what's going on. And the only people who here are losing are, of course, people, right? The non-government people.
Let's dig through the code. As the reports about the U.S. forcing TikTok to hive off its American business began to swirl in early August, security researcher Baptiste Robert decided to do a deep dive into what data TikTok sends back to its servers in an attempt to cut through the geopolitical rhetoric. Reverse engineering an app like TikTok's is not an easy task, and Robert is publishing a series of posts about his findings. In his first post, he noted that a single report can't be expected to definitively prove whether or not TikTok poses a national security threat because it uses millions of lines of code. But he also said he didn't find anything suspicious. Quote, as far as we can see in its current state, TikTok doesn't have a suspicious behavior and is not exfiltrating unusual data. Getting data about the user device is quite common in the mobile world, and we would obtain similar results with Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and others, his report concluded. So, it sounds like you bought the government line, hook, line, and sinker on this, Mark.
No, I mean...
You did.
What I'm looking at here is I'm saying that...
You heard it was a spy app, and you believed it.
Well, I think they're all spy apps. I think just about every app, the calculator app you downloaded...
But you want these to be banned.
I am deeply concerned about the organization. If I need to repeat myself, I consider the Chinese government in its iterations in the last 10 years, that the changes that have gone there to be some of the most terrifying stuff I've seen in my lifetime. Yes, they are terrifying. Yes, they are harvesting people's organs. Yes, they are running internment camps.
They're also
awful.
Yeah, they're also not very likely to ever bother you.
I'm not going there.
Right. So they're not really a concern. If the
they're
US
a concern
government wants to
because I care about
data,
freedom of the Chinese people.
If the U.S. government wants to harvest your data and use it against you, they have you within arm's reach.
Indeed.
And they can come after you for whatever they want, including sending a nasty text message to somebody and then put you in prison for 20 years, which is what they're going to try to do to Chris Cantwell beginning with his trial next week, which is another assault on freedom of speech here in this country.
Yeah, I think Cantwell is can make a good argument. He's a vile individual, but he can make a good argument that he is a political prisoner.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Jason's in New Mexico listening to KENN. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, Ian, I just want to say one thing. I think it's more of an infringement on a freedom of expression than freedom of speech. Because your freedom of speech doesn't give you the right to infringe on mine, correct?
No, well, I mean, depends on what you mean, but generally, you know, you have a set of rights, and I can't infringe upon those. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can say what I want,
like the
even if it hurts
Chinese
your feelings.
Government doesn't, exactly.
Yeah.
And the government, the Chinese government doesn't have the right to infringe on my right to freedom of speech or expression.
Certainly,
or
they do not have that right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, you're a human being,
okay.
So you have a right to freedom of speech.
So, now, back to this. Fact of the quote unquote chief intelligence officer, aka wolf in sheep's clothing, I would like to say that he did take an oath as the president to serve and protect against any enemies, foreign or domestic. Which in that case, yes, he should be stopping all spying. I agree there.
If that's true and he wants to follow that consistently, he would take himself out.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that too. Mm-hmm. But still, the point being is there are things already in place that we have to deal with and we have to work with. And Ian, yes, you're an anarchist. You don't.
No, I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual.
Okay.
Hold on. I know you're trying to make a point here, Jason. Stand by. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. Stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's disturbing how many people, you know, you just have to say, oh, Chinese is bad. And then they support the total ban on free speech. Because if it starts with this, it's going to go to something else. The question is,
slippery slope is a fallacy.
It's real. We're coming up.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. If you are on the line now, hang on. We're going to do our best to get you on the air here in these remaining moments. If you're not... Try that again, Captain. My apologies.
It's the speed round.
Yeah, hopefully we can have folks be fast with their thoughts. And if you run out of time, we don't get you in tonight. That's okay. We're back tomorrow. Actually, Mark, you're back tomorrow.
Yes.
To head up the Sunday show.
If you don't get a chance to call in tonight, Ian doesn't care because he doesn't care about your freedom of speech.
No, that's not true. We're on 7 nights a week, 3 hours a night. And you can say almost anything you want here as long as the FCC won't shut us down for it. And if they do, then we have to hit the dump. Or if they would, we'd have to hit the dump button. We don't like to do that. Makes me feel sad. So we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the TikTok app and, to a lesser extent, the WeChat app. But according to the story at Business Insider, there really isn't any evidence at all that TikTok is spying on you.
I find that article to be more sort of indicting all apps in just saying that it didn't find anything that these apps are doing
that
all other apps aren't already
Facebook, Instagram, right. So all these other ones.
That is, to me, saying that all of these apps are spying on you.
Well, there is one aspect of this that I wanted to address before we continue with your calls, and that is what I'd originally heard about TikTok, which was that they were copying your clipboard. Remember hearing about that earlier this
year? Yeah, I remember that.
That's when this all got started. This whole conversation about TikTok being a spy app was after a researcher noticed that there was a security flaw where they were able to, it was apparently only iPhones, were able to access iPhone users' clipboards without their permission, meaning whatever you copy to your clipboard, TikTok would have access to it, so they could copy it into their database and, you know, have maybe your passwords or whatever it was you were copying at the time. But then turns out researchers noted this, you know, or that also LinkedIn and Reddit's apps. We're both using iOS's clipboards, reading the data on the clipboards. And all three companies now say they have altered their code after Apple started cracking down on the practice with its iOS 14 update. So the market worked in this particular instance. Somebody found a flaw. They reported it. Apple said, whoa, that's not cool. Hey, you programmers, you need to fix this. And they fixed that, including TikTok. Now, you know, are there some vulnerabilities in TikTok? Yeah, apparently they were using insecure HTTP connections to download videos from their servers, which meant that an experienced hacker could like replace somebody's video with a hacker's video. And so, you know, it's not perfect, but most apps aren't perfect.
Yeah.
But there's no evidence, according to Business Insider, that this app is actually a spy app for the Chinese government. But nonetheless, Donald Trump said it is, so therefore the government must know something that we don't. So Mark's been supporting it the entire time, supporting the ban of this particular app the entire time, not knowing anything really about it, not having done any research yourself, while at the same time
I just read an article here. I mean,
about WeChat, which is not the same thing.
It's made by the same company,
oh.
And to presume that they're not just using the same codes.
So now we're going
to
presume.
Again, breathtakingly naive.
We're going to ban apps based on a presumption. Let's go on back to your phone call.
Yes, I presume the Chinese government is evil.
Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling us, watching on DLive. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, I wanted to, I guess I could say something about China, but first I wanted to give a quick COVID update.
Okay.
In our doctors, in our office, medical clinic, we have about 20 employees. About a month ago, after 6 months of treating patients, we finally had one employee that came down with coronavirus. At least she tested positive and she was sick. She got better very quickly. Wasn't a big deal. But now, this last week, we had our second employee test positive, but she caught it through her husband, who is a construction worker, who got it at work. So she didn't catch it through the office, neither did the other employee, apparently. But again, none of these people are getting terribly sick. But I wanted to point out that the CDC came out with some new guidelines this week that actually make some sense. So, shocking as that is.
What?
They actually backed down on some of their nonsense. And they put out this symptomatic decision tree and all this, you know, it tells you what you can do if you were exposed this way or this or the other way. But at the beginning of the decision tree, it says exposure to COVID is when you are we have close contact within 6 feet or less for 15 minutes or more. Now, it doesn't say with or without a mask, but I'm going to assume that it really wouldn't matter because the masks don't do anything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying you're not even considered exposed unless you've been with somebody for more than 15 minutes who had it.
Gotcha.
And
most interactions with other humans, you know, going to the store or going to a restaurant or something, you're not going to be yammering face-to-face for 15 minutes straight.
Correct.
So do you want to weigh in on this China discussion we've been having, since you are somebody who's gone there on a myriad of occasions over the years?
I do want to, you know, I think Mark might be a little bit too far off, but he's not as bad as you're thinking, because you're really giving the Chinese Communist Party a pass. Now, you know that our CIA...
I think the communists should be able to write programs and distribute them, too. Yeah, I'm not a communist. I'm against, the violence of the state. But banning things is not the solution.
Well, let me go through a couple things here. You know that the CIA spy center in Utah is spying on pretty much everything that Americans...
That's the NSA.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, NSA. Right, you are. Yep. Okay, so the Cyber Data Initiative Data Center, Cybersecurity Initiative Data Center.
Right.
At any rate, they have the capability of knowing everything we're doing and saying unless we use some sort of encryption.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Chinese are doing the exact same thing with their apps, and they're using things like the Confucius Institute, their influence in Hollywood and over basketball, and they're using the UN as an attempt to take our guns. So we must not minimize what the CDC, the CPC, the Chinese Communist Party is doing, CCP. Because
Doubt. I mean, they're doing some terrible things. I mean, we've reported on a bunch of the stuff that the Chinese government has been doing here.
And they are affecting your freedom of speech today.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they are, but they are.
Oh, they are.
They're
Well, they've certainly been cracking down on the different companies that are trying to do business in China and prohibiting them from saying things that are critical, and I think that's unfortunate, and it's a shame that those companies are allowing themselves to be pushed around, but they want to make a Chinese buck, so that's their choice. It's their company, and they can kowtow if that's what they want to do. I mean, we'll talk about it, and we certainly have done that here, and Gene, thank you for the call tonight, but that doesn't call for a ban on all things China or all apps China, if indeed you care about freedom of speech, and maybe you don't. Let's continue here. Let's go to Ken in Greencastle, Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO FM. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good. I've been in law enforcement for like 21 years, and the conversation you guys are having is bewildering me, especially kind of your freedom of speech rant.
Yeah.
So to what extent is freedom of speech okay? I mean, when do you ban something? Like,
you don't.
So the TikTok app. So say it's recording video of you. You don't know. Maybe it is.
Don't install it.
Video of your children.
Don't install it.
Well, so your child has it, and they're recording video, and then it puts it on a porn site. So, and maybe that porn site creates an app that you can download on your phone. Is that okay?
If you don't want your kids creating videos, don't let them download things or don't give them
a
phone.
My question is it okay to ban a child porn app?
I don't think it's okay to ban anything. However, I would say this, that Google and Apple have private property. If Google and Apple would like to ban porn apps or child porn apps or whatever, then that is fully within their purview. And if Google and Apple would like to ban the TikTok app, that is fully within their purview.
I'd like to address that child porn thing. One of my deep concerns about child pornography apps, officer, is that the United States government has distributed on more than one occasion, they've been the largest distributor of child pornography in the world. For instance, the Federal Bureau of Investigations in March of 2015 took over the Playpen website and ran it for 3 weeks. And in those 3 weeks, they delivered child pornography to people in hopes of finding people to arrest. They arrested a handful out of the hundreds of thousands of images that they gave out. But if child pornography victimizes people, and I'll go ahead and grant that, should you wish, then the Federal Bureau of Investigations victimized those people. And no one wanted to hold them to account.
And it's not the first time.
And they should have been. They should have been held to account.
They should.
They should go to prison with every other pervert. But my point is, there are some things that shouldn't be out there. Doesn't matter if it's freedom of speech. Like, somebody shouldn't put out there a manual on how to build IEDs. I mean, it's out there. It's online.
They called it the Anarchist Cookbook back in the day.
Freedom of speech.
I used to own a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook.
Freedom of speech means that you should have the right to acquire that and share that information, whether it's building bombs, whether it's building guns, whether it's making drugs, or whether it's making porn. You should have the freedom to express all of those things. Now, if Google and Apple want to ban some sort of app for whatever reason, they have the right to do that. It is their private property, and they can make that choice. But that said, it shouldn't be a prohibited thing from the national, federal government, or state government.
Information does not do bad things. People do bad things.
Yeah. Somebody saying that they want to ban a thing because some people might do something bad with it is a terribly terrifying concept, and it is fascism and scary authoritarianism.
It's like the ghost gunner, right? It's just information.
Right.
It's all that it is.
Yeah, I wish we could talk more about the ghost gunner, but we're out of time. But the same excuses have been made about the ghost gunner as well, and the demands to ban the idea of 3D gun plans, basically, from the internet. If you didn't get in tonight, call us tomorrow. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.